Well, back to the news that's top of mind at BPP World Headquarters today, our imminent demise. And because we live not only in your car radios and your earbuds, but also in the glowing box in front of your eyes, let's talk about how our web faithful are handling our big news. Laura Conway edits our website and our blog and brings with her that delightful music. Hello, Laura.
Good morning.
What have you found out?
One thing I found out is that this is tough for your web editor. It's not just tough for your web audience. Last night I posted a link to the New York Times story saying that our demise was imminent. And
yes.
I have to say it was one of the saddest blog posts I've ever had to make.
Well, you've worked in new media. I mean, part of working in new media is getting canceled a lot, right? Have you dealt with cancellation before?
You know, I've dealt with actually a newspaper that was being killed, but I've never dealt with anything that had a family of listeners like this one.
Family of listeners. Well, you know, take us around the family table. What are people saying?
Well, one of the first people I talked to was this guy, Rob Patterson of Prince Edward Island. He's been a Twitter friend of mine. He's a media consultant, which I did not know. And I found him one morning when I was sitting in here pretending to be Mark Garrison before we had Mark Garrison. About 3:30 in the morning, I couldn't find the lights. And I just tweeted, hey, is anybody out there? And Rob Patterson, Rob Pat Rob on Twitter, turned out to be out there, and he hollered back. He helped me understand what Twitter was useful for. He helped us get BPP Diner going. And he happens to be somebody who really cares about the show. I asked him this morning what the BPP meant to him.
It's the first radio show that I've become attached to the people and felt part of the show itself. And I think that, Laura, that really started with all our Twitter back and forth. And then by you adding video of, you know, what you all look like and the show roundup, and by also the show responding not just to, you know, my occasional idea, why don't we do this, but other people as well, there was a sense of no longer just being a listener, but being part of the show.
I mean, for me, Mike, I have to say, I've never worked on any project that felt remotely like the Ryan Park project. And part of it is that listeners do become part of the show. And they don't run the show. I mean, I think that's a really important kind of relationship, but they're absolutely part of the show.
Well, Rob Patterson, though, he's a Canadian. And I don't think that is why national public radio tax dollars are being spent to lure in the Canadians.
We have Canadians who work here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Canadians are nice people. But
true,
we're talking about tax dollars here. Well, do you have any Americans you could cite?
Well, actually, the very next person I'm going to talk to is in Paris. Because I went looking for... Do you think that's it, huh? I went looking for... It's called the World Wide Web, I might tell you. I went
it's
looking for...
National Public Radio. Nation...
Anyway, the idea that people feel like they belong to the show is really pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who was kind enough to answer my tweet for people to talk to this morning at 6 a.m. was this guy who wasn't in 6 a.m. because he was in Paris. His name is Mark Namark. And if you read our blog, you'll probably recognize him as a regular only in the last few weeks. And I could never quite tell if Mark Namark was kind of mean or nice or what. And it turns out...
because, you know, on blog posts, sometimes you can't catch sarcasm.
You really can't tell. Yeah, it turns out that he's actually a pretty nice guy.
Mark Namark, not a jerk.
Mark
Namark,
a nice guy. And he's part of what we do.
I have a lot of students who I've been talking to about the show, and they find it pretty interesting that a show is existing on that many levels of media and trying to reach their audience through a number of different ways. And I think that's the way they're thinking. And I wish I'd been given more of a chance.
Hey, you know what? That's a different piece of tape.
Oh, who is that?
That's this tape from this guy, Jonathan Nichols Pethick, who lives in Terre Haute, Indiana.
All right. Well, that was an American talking.
That wasn't
so
American.
So the American liked it.
No. We found this American guy who listens to it in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Yeah.
And he's a professor of media studies at DePaul University.
So we have a media consultant, a professor of media studies. Do you think playing the wrong tape is one of the things that doomed us?
No.
Okay.
I think it's maybe one of the things that made us.
The fact that we can play the wrong tape and say, hey, man, that was the wrong tape.
You
it
know
happens,
what? If I get
know?
A day in here, if I get a day in here to play my favorite blooper, it will be that time that we couldn't find the most music and we played every sound in the soundboard, including I think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wacky bong.
Yeah, no, it was pretty incredible. But I do want to play.
Can we
this.
Get back Mark?
Yeah,
I
we can get Mark.
Possible,
and I'm going to play this tape from Mark Namark in Paris because, Mark, you're part of this thing.
I listened to it because it was different. It wasn't just news. When I listened to I mostly listen on internet to the radio and to mostly to NPR or other public radio programs. And but usually I listen story by story. You know, I see this story interests me. And I think I listened to all of Bryant Park Project because there were surprises. You didn't know what would interest you. And there was something more than the stories. It was the feeling of the show and getting to know the people who worked on the show. It wasn't just voices. It was personalities and the people behind the scenes.
You know, the funny thing to me is that your voice kind of became one of the personalities on the show.
Through the blog.
Through the blog, yeah. So that's been my life for the last few months. People are coming in and commenting on the blog. There's an open thread, I guess, attached to the post about our demise. People are talking about us on Twitter. All the places where we live, people are out there talking about us. I'd like to share a couple of comments, actually, just from the blog. One person, BB, says, "I'm in shock. I can't believe NPR is canceling the BPP. It was the first show that really appealed to me outside of NPR's hard news shows." Another person writes, "Steve, this is horrible news. The only reason I bought my iPod earlier this year was to listen to the BPP at work. Up until then, no other podcast motivated me enough to spend the money."
You know, you'd expect that on our own blog, of course, who will come there? People who listen to the show.
That's right.
You'd expect it would go, you know, 3, 4, 5 to 1, like It's Too Bad versus Good Riddance. There's only one or two Good Riddance out of the last 50 I saw.
Yeah, and we'll get some more. One of the things I think is interesting about the BPP is that, you know, yes, you can expect people to come in and give you support and try to start a petition and ring all the phones, but BPP touches individual people, and that has been a really remarkable experience and in some ways project experiment to be involved with. I'm grateful for the chance, and thanks you guys for coming in and saying what it meant to you.
Yeah, and there are some other blogs out there that I've been looking at that aren't just the BPP, and it's weird. I thought, you know, I was reading this other radio blog where you'd figure people would be against it. I mean, most of the people on this blog are just classic AM, regular, mostly right-wing radio listeners. And so many people even on that blog said, you know what, it was good to experiment. Hey, Laura, thanks for editing our website and blog until July 25th. And always, everyone, check us out online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And we will not take that open thread down, will we?
Not if I can help it.
All right, I hope not. All right, coming up, Esperanto as the BPP continues on NPR News.